Hello, everyone. So thank you for tuning in today. I wanted to make my second podcast, or I guess really my first, about crystal knowledge. So for those who have zero knowledge, this will be great for you guys. For those who have unlimited amounts of knowledge, this is still great to tune into. I would love to have your feedback and know what, if there's anything else that I can add. I'm always up to gaining new knowledge, so that would be great. So what I decided to do, seems that I can't talk about every single crystal because I'll be here all day. I would love that, but I'll tune into other crystals on another session. Today I decided to go with my top five crystals, and they would be clear quartz, citrine, amethyst, black tourmaline, and rose quartz. I also have a little bit of a selenite put in there, and I'll explain that as I go. But yeah, so those are my top five. I would have to say if I had to pick just one, it would probably be black tourmaline. That is my go-to. And my entire house is full of black tourmaline. So if you don't have any, I would just go grab at least one. I just think that is so important. However, in saying that, let's start from the beginning. Okay, so energy from crystals resonate with our chakras, with the chakras of our body, which is why they work so well with us and why they can help in aiding us so much. They can help in restoring your balance. They can assist in healing spiritually, emotionally, and physically. So basically they work to harmonize the body and mind. However, each crystal has their own unique qualities, and some you may notice have the same, so some similar qualities, and that's okay too. What you want to do is when you go to pick out your first crystal, if you haven't done it, or anytime you feel you need the desire to go and get a crystal, similar to when I talked about pendulums, is you want to let the crystal choose you. You don't want to go there, especially if you're new and you've not done this. It is best to go there and kind of let the crystal choose you. Even if you know nothing about it, go with your gut. Always go with your gut. There's a reason why that crystal is choosing you. And then later you can research the crystal and find out why that crystal chose you. There may be a chakra that's blocked. There may be something that you're currently going through that this crystal can help you with. So that's my first bit of advice when it comes to beginners, anybody who has no knowledge in this so far, if you're going to pick one out. And now let's go straight into a little bit about the crystals that I picked. So I will start with black tourmaline because that is my favorite. It is black in color. Basically, you can get this in an actual crystal form, which is bigger. You can also get it in a tumbler stone, which are smaller, if it's more convenient to just, you know, carry those around. The bigger ones I generally place all over my house. And you can put them anywhere. I have them on my nightstand. I have them. I actually generally keep them close to like computers and televisions, in my kitchen, by my microwave, stuff like that, because it helps to take away the radiation, so, which is great. It rids negativity, right? So basically, it releases unwanted patterns that may have turned into bad habits. So that's one great thing that it does. It helps in releasing all the negative energy in your body and the energy around you. So it's great to have them in your house, because if you happen to have somebody who comes into your house who's carrying a ton of negative energy, then it can suck that right out of them. I would also recommend it to as a gift, as a great gift to someone who you feel could probably use it. If they ask, just say it was, oh, it's an amazing crystal that the lady at the store said it was great to buy, and it really helps with, you know, releasing and stuff like that. They don't have to know. Just a great gift. It can also, it's also great for empaths. So I myself am an empath and I pick up on people's energies. It's very overwhelming sometimes actually. So I carry it in my purse with me, cause I never know who I'm going to run into. Even talking to people on the phone, I can connect with their energy. So, it's very important to me to always have that stone with me just because of that. So I recommend it to anybody who is an empath. If you don't already know this and you don't even know you're an empath, but you feel you pick up on other people's energies, your inner energy starts to shift. I can actually physically feel it happen to me. So, I'm not sure how others pick up on it, but I would recommend grabbing some black tourmaline for sure, if that's the case. So that's a couple little tips for black tourmaline. Hopefully that will help. And just if you're going into your local witch shop or your stone store, just ask them for black tourmaline and they will show you where it is. Next I will go with, I guess, amethyst, because that's probably my second favorite, which is also known as the protective stone. This one restores tranquility and calmness in your life. So it releases stress and anxiety. So for so many people that are going through stress and anxiety right now, I would highly recommend this stone to you. It can help return balance to your crown chakra, which can then make everything flow easier. It's important to make sure all of your chakras are balanced. Once your chakras are in balance, proper balance, then everything else becomes smoother and easier. So this is a really great one for helping to balance your crown chakra. This one also helps in curing nightmares and insomnia. So it helps with, having a restful sleep. So I would recommend using this stone, at night. So put it by your nightstand. Some people even put them under their pillows. And, also when you meditate. A lot of these stones actually you can use when you meditate, but I just like to give little tips on where I think they would be great for use. So that's a little bit on amethyst. That's the purple stone. You've probably seen it. It's so popular. And then we will jump into citrine. And citrine is also known as the stone of happiness. So citrine infuses your spirit with positive energy. And it can also help in manifesting wealth. And it really aids in mental health healing. So, basically it helps you in letting go of your fears and, it can help you connect more deeply with higher frequencies. So to enhance the benefits of citrine, it is also recommend to pair it with a clear quartz, which is my next one I'm going to talk to you about. But yeah, I would definitely pair those two together. It enhances it. So a lot of times, and I'm going to touch base with that in a second, maybe I should have done clear quartz first. A lot of times you can use clear quartz with all of your other stones and it will amplify and intensify it. So if you're doing spell casting or meditating and stuff like that, it's great to add a clear quartz in with it and it will intensify and add the outcome. And citrine, like I said, it is really well with like my spell casting for jobs and prosperity and stuff like that. A lot of people carry them around in their wallets and their purses, that kind of thing. So that's a little tip for you there. And then I will jump over to clear quartz, which is the master healer or stone. This one eliminates blockages, so energy can naturally flow, which is so key. It also works with your crown chakra and it, like I was saying earlier, in order for everything to flow and everything to actually work properly, we need to be able to make sure everything is in balance. So that is why this is the, known as the master stone. It creates balance. It cleanses the body. It helps in manifesting your goals, which if you're not fully balanced, nothing's going to happen. So until you do that, then you can start manifesting your goals and it helps in aiding with that. It's very, very important to cleanse your clear quartz often. I can't stress it enough. So if you don't know how to clean your crystals, you can You can smudge them with Palo Santo or sage. You can put them in bowls of salt. You can do a blessing. You can put them in your windowsill under the moonlight. Just make sure they're returned before the sun comes up. So just make sure that those are cleansed, all of them actually, but the clear quartz tends to take on all the other, especially if you're pairing them with other stones, it will take on that. So it's important to cleanse. And these stones, again, are also great for meditation. just holding the stones in your hands. I will say this, the quartz crystals, they bring clarity to the mind and become, and they help you in becoming more focused, which is why they're great for meditation. And then selenite is actually another, or selenite, some people pronounce differently, is also great for meditation too, because it releases the negative energies and helps in cleansing. So those are two great crystals to use with meditating. It. Oh, sorry. And then rose quartz, also known as the stone of love, which is associated with the heart chakra. So this stone can help in enhancing energies of love, romance, sensuality. However, to me, I found the rose quartz to be most importantly with helping to embrace your own self-love, to learn to love yourself, and that is so important. And whether you go out and get crystals after this or you don't, it's so important to learn to love yourself, and that can change everything for you. Because if you can't love yourself, you know, who can you love? Like, you have to be able to learn to embrace what God has given you, or what the universe has given you, and the fact that you're actually here. You are so important and you have such a great purpose. So learn to love yourself, and everything gets easier after that, I promise. Grab a rose quartz if you're having trouble with this, and wear it as a necklace. Use it when you meditate, just hold them in your hands, and they can really make a huge difference. This is also a great gift to give to someone. It's a gift of love. It's an amazing gift. So there you go. I've touched base on my top five crystals. I do have others that I absolutely love. However, I'm going into 13 minutes now, so I don't know if I still have your attention. I will add one more, sorry. Blue lace agate, I really, really, really love as well. This one also helps ease in stress, and it brings a bit of calmness. So another thing that I love about it is it can give you confidence where you're lacking. So if you have, if you have to stand up in front of a crowd and give a speech, or you feel like your tongue is tied often, or you don't have the courage to speak up, start carrying around a blue lace agate in your pocket, and you will find that you will start becoming more confident and not being afraid to speak up, because you need to be able to speak up. We all need to be able to speak up. So don't be afraid of owning that power. That's your power, your words. Speak up, say what you need to say. And hopefully, if you're having trouble with that, the blue lace agate can help you with that. So there you go. I will end this session for now. But I hope that I have somehow helped you with a little bit of crystal knowledge. And if you have any questions, feel free to hit me up. You can follow me on my Instagram page at Witches Cove and message me there also. And I would love to know if there are any other stones that you would like to gain knowledge in, because I absolutely will do another session, because there are so many. I just can't cover all of the different types of crystals today. But yeah, I would love to know if you guys have any interest in any other stones. If you have any questions, just hit me up. Okay, otherwise, enjoy the rest of this beautiful Sunday. Take care.